do my presentation very fast. And David already covered some data about the F2 screen for CRA1 AC and CRA2 AB2 proteins. Here I will focus on VIP3 proteins. So transgenic BT has been used from 1996, and currently the major BT proteins used in pyramid BT cone and cotton include CRA1, CRA2, and VIP3. So to delay insect resistance, a high-dose refugee strategy plan has been widely used in the US. So the idea of this strategy is when you plant BT cone in the field, you have a non-BT cone nearby. So when very rare resistant mosses develop from the BT field, and you have a lot of susceptible insects and can mate with these resistant insects. So their offspring had zygotes, and with these had zygotes can be killed by the high-dose BT protein in the BT plants. So in this way, the R resistance allele can be maintained at a low level for a long period of time. So the three key assumptions for this strategy is first, you need to have a refugee. And second, at a high dose, so the resistance should be recessive. And finally, the initial resistance allele frequency should be rare in the field. So to document the last two, normally we use F2 screen study. So we can test the allele frequency, and once we have the alleles, we can establish the resistance colonies, and we can test inheritance. So here is the principle of general F2 screen study. We got mosses from field, the P is a parent, and we mated male and female single mated. We got F1. If we have like one allele in the field in the parent population, you should have 50% of heterozygotes in the F1 generation and 50 susceptible in the F1 generation. And if we submit these F1 populations, and in the F2 generation, you should have 56.25% of susceptible, 37.5% of heterozygotes, and 6.25% of homo-resistant populations. So here we will focus on Zaire. It is a major target pest, and for both BT cone and BT cotton. Field evolved proxy resistance to CRA proteins has been widely documented in the US from 2016 to 2019, at least like 5 to 6 studies in the middle, in the south area of the US and also in the Corn Belt. So these widespread field resistance to CRA1 and CRA2 proteins make VIP3A the only remaining effective protein in the pyramidal BT crops against this pest. And also the similar VIP3A proteins used in BT cone, that's VIP3A20, and the cotton VIP3A19 are very identical. And this will place stronger selection on the Zaire. So all of these factors may increase the risk of resistance to VIP. So in this study, we want to estimate the resistance allele frequency to VIP3A in Texas for this insect pest. So for traditional F2 screen studies, when we mate with one male and one female from the field, it's very hard to get the fertilized eggs. So we tried lots of years and lots of families. It's very hard. And then we changed, we think about it, use massive mating. We collect lots of like field populations of male and female and mated with lab SS males with group mating. And after like five to seven days, we take individually these female out. Because the genetic of the susceptible are same. So if we have resistant alleles, these alleles should be come from the field females. We tried this method, but it's still very hard to get fertilized eggs. So this year we used a light trap. We set a working light trap in the field. We collect like those females from field and put them individually into containers and rear them to the F1 population, and these F1 populations submitted to general F2 generation. So these F2 neonates will be assayed on 128 bioassay trays with a diagnosis concentration of VIP3A 39 at 3. And if you get any survivors, we will try to establish this resistance colony and do the full range bias to document. So for the full bias, we use RIP3A 39 protein and with 7 to 8 concentrations, 1 unit per cell, 4 applications, and the record data after 7 days. So for data analysis, if in the initial aptitude screen, if we have any survivors, families with at least 1/3 star, we call it potential resistance family. And this family we will try to establish and document. And for the mortality, we calculate as 100 times dead plus those were still in the first instar, and we use probability analysis, and we also use 2-over-NOVA for mortality in the instar analysis for the full range bias. So here is the results for the active screen. In 2019, we tested a total of 114 active families. And from the initial active families, we have 5 families with survivors. So number 14, 16, 18, 70, and 116. So from these families, there are just 2 families can be called like potential resistance family because they have like 30 instar. For the 18, we just have 1/3 instar larvae, and for the 70, we have 2/3 instar and 5/4 instar larvae. So based on these results and the full range bias, we calculate resistance allele frequency for the zero population in Texas. It is around like 0.061 with a 95 confidence limit of 0.014 to 0.0157. So with those like potential resistance family, we establish the resistance family of VIP3A. And we run full range bias, and from the first one is the setup population. So the LC50 to the purified protein of VIP3A is 0.17. However, for the resistance population, we test the highest concentration is 100. So that's pretty high for VIP. And the resistance ratio is more than 188. This is the ANOVA test. And for the above figure, we can see the concentration and the mortality relationships. The bottom line is a VIP resistant colony. We can see it has almost like no mortality across all test concentrations. However, for susceptible, it's very sensitive to the VIP3A. And the second figure is the concentration and the average instar relationship. We can see as a control, that's zero. There are no differences between those two populations, susceptible and resistant. And when we focus on the black one, that's the resistant population, we didn't see any differences from zero to the 100 concentration. So so based on the similar over RR and SS on zero, that means that this population seems no fitness cost. And compared to the zero for the resistant population, compared from zero to 100, there are no difference either in mortality or in average instar. So this means the resistance could be complete. And also we test the heterozygous of this population. We cross the heterozygous and the heterozygous, and we got like 127 big survivors. And based on the monogenic recessive resistance model, this is like no differences. So this means this population could be monogenic recessive. So in summary, the aptitude screen with 114 families identify like probably 2 families carry major resistance allele to VIP3A, and the resistance frequency in this region is low but not rare. So the resistance population we established showed like high level resistance to VIP3A, and the inheritance of this population could be monogenic, recessive, and complete, as well as no fitness cause. So with that, I'd like to thank our funders, USDA NIFA and the Corning Incorporated.